USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The border is not secure.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey speaking there on Fox News. Ducey saying he recently spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who he said he believes doesn't understand the migrant situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Mayorkas and I had a conversation. I really felt at the end of the conversation that he was divorced by reality. He tried to sign off by saying to me, the border is secure. And I pushed back and said, Mr. Secretary, that type of communication will ring with complete inauthenticity in the state of Arizona.
Google did not infringe Oracle's copyright when it used that company's programming code in the Android cell phone operating system. The Supreme Court ruled Monday, overturning a lower court ruling that favored Oracle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. The second week of witness testimony is underway in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. The doctor who pronounced Floyd dead and the Minneapolis police chief are expected to take the stand this week. In a pretrial motion hearing, Judge Peter Cahill issued a split ruling allowing another part of Chauvin's body-worn camera to be shown to the jury. Chauvin facing 3 charges, including second-degree murder and Floyd's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction continuing on Capitol Hill to President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure package that he released last week. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt calling the plan a big mistake, as only 30% of the $2.25 trillion is actually on infrastructure spending. Former National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says this plan is not good for businesses.
If this stuff passes, you're going to lose probably $1 trillion of investment in the next couple of years. You're going to lose about $1 trillion in wages in the next couple of years. You're probably going to see GDP, which is booming right now because of the vaccines and the reopening of the economy. Absolutely booming. That will stop, unfortunately. And get ready for one more thing. They're going to slash the defense budget. Mark my words, Sean Hannity. They're going to take 10%, $80 billion or more, out of the defense budget, which is another nail in the coffin of our competition with China. China will have cheaper tax rates,
building,
and
there
we're
going to
have less national defense and security.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, according to a new Associated Press poll, 72% of Americans support showing a photo ID in order to vote, including a majority, 56%, of Democrats. As of 2021, 36 states require photo identification to cast a ballot at a polling site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.